Local governments, while beholden to state and national regulations and mandates in many areas, generally have considerable ability to levy and collect certain kinds of taxes, regulate land use, and provide a host of local services. Quite often, local governments are caught in a bit of a quandary. They must raise sufficient tax revenue to provide high-quality services, and to do this, they need to convince taxpayers, which can either be businesses or residents, to relocate within their borders. But governing successfully requires a certain amount of coordination and cooperation with other municipalities. Transportation, for instance, is a great example of a service that a local government can't do in isolation. Coordination with surrounding local governments is needed. Pollutants dumped in a river in Town A are likely to end up in Town B. Even economic development and land use probably work best when neighbors cooperate. If all the communities in the region approve new housing, will we have a glut? If Town A brings in a large new business, wouldn't that have implications for housing and transportation needs in Towns B and C? Surely there are many resources shared across a region whose costs and benefits should be rationally allocated. An airport, a baseball team, and surrounding communities, for example, might be planned for collectively. And what about sharing services? There are 24 municipalities in Pinellas County. There are 565 municipalities in my home state of New Jersey. Does each one need its own police chief and school superintendent at $100,000 a year? Overall, cooperation between neighboring governments, in what you might think of as horizontal cooperation or regionalism, would seem to be an obvious solution.